On this episode, we talk about the NA and ELCS finals, another incident involving the Overwatch League, and I give another pick of the day. Welcome to episode number 2 of Just My 94 Cents, presented by Esports Chronicle. I'm your host, DT. And let's not waste any time, on to the segments. First off, let's talk about the ENA and EULCS finals. The stories are pretty quickly told, I guess. 2-3-0s, Team Liquid won and Fnatic won in their respective regions. And you could really see many similarities between the matches, I think, because it was really interesting to see that there was thorough preparation on both parts. Not that there wasn't preparation on the other teams, but both teams, both Fnatic and Team Liquid, really knew what they were going for, knew their strengths, knew about their strengths, and knew what they could do, and knew how to execute it, and was really, really crisp and astonishingly clean gameplay. And now both Team Liquid and Fnatic are going to MSI, which will be very interesting as well. And will be kind of like the first real test on the international stage of the year, actually. And looking at the other teams that will be at MSI from the major regions, China and Korea, they are both not locked down. But Africa versus Kingzon will be the LCK final. And the winner of this will determine who will go to MSI. And everyone kind of agrees that Kingzone will win it. But we will have to see. I guess it's in the coming week. On Saturday, I believe. And playoffs in LPL are just starting right now. In the next few days, on Thursday, if I remember correctly. And Invictus Gaming is looking like a world beater in China right now. So everyone kind of agrees that they will go. And now with what happened yesterday, it will be really interesting to see how they will fare against these teams, because they kind of seem to have figured out how they're going to play and what their strengths are, but it will definitely be a noticeable difference between the finals and these facing these teams, because they are definitely on another level. Now, unfortunately, to something very different. Something that doesn't have to do with gameplay at all. Because Dream Casper from the Boston Uprising has been suspended indefinitely by both his team and the league because of an alleged inappropriate sexual interaction with a 14-year-old, or a repeated alleged inappropriate interaction with a 14-year-old. I have to say that I don't really know the guy, as I haven't been that deep into the Overwatch scene, but I can't help but react to it because I have a niece that is 15-year-old, and my mind always shifts to how I would react if something happened to her, or she was involved in something like this. And of course, let me say it first of all, that everything that's happening to him right now, like talking about the suspension and everything happening with the situation, is fully deserved, definitely. If what is being said and stuff like this is true, one always has to qualify his opinion with that, I guess. But let me say it like this: it's definitely deserving if it's true, because if it would be a different thing, it would still be bad, because he's 21 and she's 14. It would still be bad if they had something going on for real, in quotation marks. They fell in love and they wanted to have a relationship, and I don't know, like typical stuff or usual stuff when we talk about relationships. It makes it even worse that he allegedly did it with many girls and she's not the only one. He really was forward about it. So from looking at what happened in the screenshots and stuff like this, judging from that, is that he definitely knew what he was doing. He knew that he knew how to advance the situation, how to get in touch with her, and it was really I don't know how I would want to say it. It was really tactical to do it like this, and this makes it wrong. Like, if, as I already said, if he wanted to have a relationship with her, we have to add that he had a girlfriend at the time, or still has a girlfriend. I guess he doesn't still have a girlfriend, but he had a girlfriend as this was going on, and this definitely disqualifies him from any pity that I have or any outcry that I would have to talk about. I don't know. He was unjustly. This is all unjust that was happening to him. Definitely not. It would still be bad if, like I said, if it was a normal, in quotation marks again, relationship between a 20-year-old and a 14-year-old. This would still be bad, but I would kind of have sympathy for him in a way that maybe he doesn't really have a girlfriend, never had a girlfriend, saw that there's a girl that he really liked and really liked him. You know what I'm saying? I guess it could sound quite bad if you take it out of context what I'm saying here right now, but I would have a little bit of sympathy for him. But the way he's done that, it's definitely undeniable that this is a really terrible thing that he did. And I don't really want to get into what she did, or I don't really want to blame anything on her, because, well, I saw some screenshots that were talking about where she talked about this situation to a friend of hers, and they could be doctored with, so I don't really want to get into this stuff right now. But yeah, 14, my niece, like I said, is 15, and I would have hoped that let me say it like this. I would hope that if my niece ever went into a situation like this, that she would be a little bit more, I don't know, careful about this, and she would make sure that this wouldn't happen to her. She would break up the contact as soon as he did something fishy or something like this. But she apparently wasn't in a good state of mind at the time, and like she said, she liked the attention, blah blah blah. But I have to also add that if these screenshots were factually correct, where she talked about the situation to a friend of hers, and she kind of sounded methodical as well. Like, there was one quote where she said, if he does anything stupid, I can ruin his life with one tweet. And again, if it is factually correct that she wrote that and it's not doctored with, then this is a pretty shitty thing as well. Like, she kind of knew what she was doing, if this is the case, again. And yeah, she's, if she really did it like this, then she's not, in my opinion, she's not the hero that everyone makes her out to be, because she enjoyed getting a free Overwatch copy or something like this, some stuff like that, I don't know. And yeah, she kind of liked the perks, but she really was methodical in how she would act with that. Act in that situation. But again, could be doctored with, could be fake, I don't know. There was one guy that in the Reddit thread, he was like photo forensics and stuff, and he said that this would prove that the pixels were doctored with. So let's take all of that with a grain of salt. I will add the links to this Reddit thread if I will find it later on. Then I will add it in the episode description, and you can see it for yourself. Now on to a lighter subject. It's time to talk about the pick of the day. And yesterday's pick went quite well. Astralis won convincingly on Overpass, and only lost on Mirage narrowly against Mousebot. So everyone who went on Overpass won. There's not a lot going on today, but I would still pick something out for you. And I will choose the best of three series between Argo and Tricked, still CSGO, in the Hellcase Cup. And I don't really have to say much about it. Tricked will play with a stand-in, and I would actually prefer Argo over Tricked anyway. So I will give it 2-0 to Argo, and that's it, actually. That's my pick of the day. They will beat them. They will beat them rather convincingly, and this is why I will pick them to win 2-0. And with that, we arrived at the end of the episode. You know the drill. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other remarks, please let me know on social media. As always, all the important links are in the description of the episode. And I actually found the Twitter thread, not the Reddit thread I was talking about before. And I will have linked it down below as well. Thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye.